Brian Sampson with the business-friendly group Unshackle Upstate had planned to begin his organization's final push on several items they want to see passed in the legislature. But he arrived at the Capitol just after Governor Cuomo struck a deal with the Progressive Working Families Party to help Democrats take over the state Senate. Sampson was not optimistic about any action in the final days of the session on his issues.
After the weekend, you would certainly think that there's not a lot going to get done.
Sampson says if the Senate changes hands from the current coalition of Republicans and moderate Democrats, then it will be more difficult to achieve passage of bills to repeal some state regulations. They include what's known as the scaffold law that Sampson says favors workers who claim injuries over businesses. He's also seeking renewal of the state's brownfields law, which governs cleanup and reuse of polluted industrial sites. He says his group is also against some measures that could be more likely to pass, including public campaign financing and a higher minimum wage in some cities in New York.
That's incredibly concerning. And, you know, if the deal that has been reported is the one that's been agreed upon, I mean, it's a dramatic turn for this governor, and I think it's a dramatic turn for upstate New York. We've worked closely with this governor to look at an agenda that supports, you know, tax cuts and regulation reform. And the Working Family Party agenda does not align well with the Unshackle Upstate agenda. I think they're very diametrically opposed.
Senate Finance Committee Chair John DeFrancisco, a Republican from Syracuse, says there's no question that the interests of moderate to conservative upstaters will not be well represented if Cuomo follows through on his pledge to retake the Senate for Democrats. He gives as an example the last time the Democrats held the Senate earlier in this decade.
In 2009 and 2010, everything was New York City. We had $14 billion in new taxes in 2 years, $14 billion in additional spending, and just on a simple thing like transportation, and the MTA was bailed out, no money for roads and bridges upstate.
The current Democratic Senate leader, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, who was not in power then, says it's not true. She says the composition of the Democrats is different now. She says there are a greater number of upstate Democratic senators than when the party was in power the last time. And she says, for example, Democrats would like to work with Governor Cuomo to continue his regional economic development councils. They receive grants for local job creation projects.
There's no one-size-fits-all. And I think that the governor's approach in terms of the regional economic, councils and looking at how we can bolster, how we can support, and how we can make the best things happen regionally for all of New Yorkers is a very, very good approach. And we will continue to support it and find ways to make our economy grow everywhere.
It's unlikely, though, that any priorities for business groups, upstaters, or progressives, for that matter, will get done in the next few weeks. The current GOP co-leader of the Senate, Dean Skello, says it will be difficult to achieve any major agreements now that the governor has begun the political season early. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.